coming up this weekend.
That is a fact.
The Penn State Dance Marathon, which I'm just calling the Big Kahuna because it's big and it's amazing. And we wanted to take just a few minutes to kind of set the table. And so we want to welcome Leah Krall from the Thon Media Relations team. Leah, first off, good morning and thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, the Big Kahuna. I tell you, Leah, now, let me ask this question, Ironhead. You're an alum. Did you ever dance in this thing?
I did not.
Okay. Now, I'm not an alum. So
my cousin danced in it when she was at the when it was at the White Building.
Oh,
this is going back
away. Way back. All
right. Yes.
Now, I have a daughter who's an alum, and she did dance in 2013, so 11 years ago. And Leah, at the time, I said to her, you sure you want to do this? I mean, this is like 46 hours that you're going to be moving around. You're going to fall down. You're going to, I mean, Leah, should we, have you danced in this thing? Or are you just part of the sort of the management group?
I have not personally danced in Thon. I've always been involved on a committee since I've been a freshman here at Penn State. But it's definitely a big task to decide to dance. But our dancers have lots and lots of support from their dancer relations committee members who support them all throughout Thon weekend, and also from their friends and their family and the entire Thon community.
I mean, this is just, I mean, all right, Leah, this is Scott. I'm an old guy. This is an amazing event. It's incredible. Let's set the table here first, all right, for this year's event. Like, tell us when it starts, when it ends, how many people are involved this year, and so on. Give us some of the background for this year's event.
So this year's event begins at 6 p.m. It's Friday, February 16th. At 6 p.m. is when our dancers start standing for the weekend. They then stand for 46 hours until 4 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. There are 708 dancers this year, which is one more dancer than we had last year. So we are very excited to have 708 people, you know, standing and dancing all for Four Diamonds this weekend.
708. Wow. I mean, that's a lot of people. Now, Leah, you're part of what's called the media relations team. And you mentioned, all right, you haven't danced, but you've been part of the organization. How many people are involved in the organization? In other words, how many other students are doing various either managerial roles or support roles and so on? Do you have any idea how many folks like you are kind of working behind the scenes?
Yeah, so Thon has about 16,500 student volunteers that participate in our year-long effort. We are actually the largest student-run philanthropy in the world, which is pretty cool that we're, you know, right here at Penn State. So there are so many students that are involved in Thon, even beyond those 16,500 student volunteers that participate on committees like I do, or who are involved through their fundraising organizations, or who are dancing.
Now, Leah, do you know, by chance, is there any other school out there anywhere doing anything remotely like Thon? I mean, forget size and so on. In other words, they're trying to do something. I haven't heard of any. Is there anybody out there that are trying to do something similar?
I'm not personally aware of anything. There are some colleges around Pennsylvania that hold similar events that also fundraise for Four Diamonds, similar to mini-thons in high schools, but I'm not aware of anywhere else that is doing something quite as large as Thon.
I was going to say, I haven't heard of one. I don't know of any. Raising money for the Four Diamonds Fund down at Hershey Medical Center. Leah, there's probably a question that a lot of older types have wondered. Where, I mean, at the end of the night on Sunday, or the end of the day on Sunday, all right, people are on stage, they hold up the big giant number cards, here's how much money we raised, and so on. Leah, where does all that money come from? I mean, it's a staggering amount of money. I mean, just very kind of briefly, if you will, where does all that money come from?
So it comes from our year-long fundraising efforts. It comes from donations, self-donations from students, donations from students' friends and family. It comes from fundraisers that people do throughout the year, including fundraisers at local restaurants, or doing baked good sales, all those good things. And we also have alumni donors, alumni and corporate donors who donate to Thon, who put into that total as well.
Now, do you folks have a goal every year? Like, this is our money goal. This is what we want to hit. Or is it pretty much, let's just take in everything we can take in, and when we're all done, we'll display a big number and celebrate and so on? Is there some kind of goal here, or is it kind of open-ended?
It's definitely more of the latter. We try not to focus too much on the exact amount of money we raise, because no matter how much we raise, it's going to an amazing cause, and it's helping to support these families, help through their treatment, with their food, with their gas, and it also funds so much amazing research at Hershey. So it's not necessarily about the exact number that we raise every year, but more about what it's going to, and also just providing the families with some relief during Thon weekend and throughout the year, just allowing our Four Diamonds family's children to be kids and to play and have fun and to smile and forget about whatever they're dealing with at the moment.
Now, again, this is a 46 straight hour effort. So it goes overnight Friday. It goes overnight Saturday. So there's 46 hours of constant, I guess, music, noise, activities, dancing, games, all kinds of stuff, all right? I've got a, Leah, I've always wondered, okay, if I were doing this and it's 2 a.m. on Sunday morning, I'm about ready to just boom, down I go, okay? Describe what happens, not with the dancers, for all the people helping them. What are they doing? Because they're maybe not awake for 46 hours, but what are those folks doing to make sure the 708 people keep going? Describe what those other people are doing.
So our Dancer Relations Committee provides support to our dancers throughout Thon weekend. Each dancer has two or three different committee members assigned to them that take turns throughout the weekend supporting that dancer. So there's always a Dancer Relations Committee member with a dancer at all times. Throughout the weekend, they are, you know, providing support. If a dancer needs to eat, they're going to make sure they get to the right place. There's always food and drinks available for our dancers, as well as some larger scale meals that are served throughout the weekend. If they're feeling a little bored, they'll make sure that that dancer gets some kind of activity to do, whether that's a game or some kind of craft that they have available. Or if they're going to take them over to our stage and have them watch a performance that's going on, our entertainment committee works all year round to plan acts on stage for the entire Thon weekend. Or if they're going to take a moment to kind of reflect on their own Thon journey, and people have the opportunity to send in letters and packages to dancers every year that they get to open throughout Thon weekend for kind of that emotional support. So there's always somebody with our dancers, and there's always something for them to do. I am amazed every year with the creative ways that our Dancer Relations Committee comes up with to help our dancers throughout Thon weekend. They send them on scavenger hunts throughout the BJC. They have them go help out different committees. They have so many different games and activities for them to do. It's really amazing.
Talk a little bit also about just kind of the crowd management. If somebody is interested, hey, I've never checked this out, I really want to check it out sometime this weekend. Talk about the process here for people being able to just go in and watch, because as I understand it, it's not quite as simple as, hey, just go up, knock on the door, and you go in and hang out for a while. What is the process for folks that are interested? And then if you can also talk about, everything is now streamed, right, from the Jordan Center, so people can also check it out online.
Yes, so the doors to the Bryce Jordan Center open at 4 p.m. on Friday. If you're interested in coming in at all during the weekend to see what's going on at Thon, you're going to want to enter through Gate A of the Bryce Jordan Center. You're going to get a wristband that has a barcode in, and you're going to go through our security. We have Rules and Regulations Committee members study outside of the building all throughout the weekend. Once you get through security, You're going to get your wristband scanned, which is just kind of a way for us to keep track of how many people are in the building. There's kind of two sections of the Bryce Jordan Center that people usually watch from. We have our lower bowls, which are a little bit closer to the event floor. Those are usually a lot of students. People line up hours before the doors open at 4 p.m. on Friday that they can get a good seat in the lower bowls. And some of our bigger organizations will have people in the lower bowls all throughout Thon weekend, holding signs, supporting their dancers. They're switching off, taking shifts every few hours, so that there's always somebody from their org in the stands. If you are interested in watching our live stream, it's run by a College of Comm club called 46 Live. If you look up 46 Live or head to thon.org, you can get that live stream link, and it goes on for the entire 46 hours. So you can always tune in to see what's happening on stage, what's happening on the floor. We're going to be doing some dancer interviews on the live stream and some other kind of pre-made videos that are going to be shown throughout the weekend.
All right. Now, folks, again, the main website, thon.org. Come on. That's not hard to remember. Thon.org. And look for the link on there and other information. Okay. Leah, I'm just curious. The entertainment. Like, for instance, football season's over, so Taylor Swift has nothing to do. Wouldn't that be wild? Holy moly. I mean, 46 hours of something. I mean, talk about the entertainment. I mean, do you have any, like, special guests or things coming up there?
We do usually have one or two national acts on Friday and Saturday night. We do get some pretty big names in. Last year, Natasha Bedingfield was here on Friday night, which was pretty cool. Not sure about Taylor Swift, though. That's a pretty big name. Be cool if she came. And on Saturday night, we were pep rally, which is a pretty big crowd pleaser. A lot of our athletic teams come and perform dance routines, and it's just really fun. The blue band always plays. The cheerleaders and the Lionettes and the Lion are there. The football team always comes. It's a really cool experience. And then at other times throughout the weekend, we have a lot of local bands that play, a lot of students that perform. There's an audition process for that goes on throughout the year. And we also have games that are programmed up on the stage, and sometimes we have family events such as the kids' talent show and the kids' fashion show that happen throughout the weekend.
All right, now, Leah, come on now. Fess up. Okay, fess up. Could a dancer, like Saturday night, go find a quiet corner of the Jordan Center and just, I'm going to take a power nap? All right.
Heck no.
They don't do that.
What's the matter
right?
with
Is that correct? They don't do that.
No, there are really no places in the BJC where a dancer could go off and kind of take a nap like that. That's another reason that their dancer relations committee members are always with them. And everybody else in the BJC is also, you know, kind of looking out for our dancers. If we notice that anybody is looking too fatigued or not well, we do have EMS and College of Nursing students in the BJC all throughout Thon weekend to make sure that our dancers remain healthy. But other than that, you know, I haven't heard of anybody trying to, like, take a nap or anything. The people who dance in Thon or volunteer with Thon are very, very passionate about our mission, and they're very excited to be there. So I haven't personally heard of anybody trying to take up during the event.
Folks, I was joking. Okay, that was a joke. No, you're not going to. There is no quiet corner of the Jordan Center during Thon.
No.
There is no such thing. Well, Leah, I tell you what, we're out of time, but congratulations in advance. This is just a stunning event that I'm just stunned by every year. And again, at the end, when the people put up the big numbers with the total amount, it's just jaw-dropping. We're talking $10, $12, $14 million. Like, that's unbelievable. So, Leah, good luck. Hope everything goes well, and have some fun.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you. Appreciate the time this morning as well.
That's Leah Kroll from the media relations team. Did you hear how many people are support? Not just the dancers, the supporter. This is an unbelievable event. So either you can go or thon.org. Look for the link to watch it on your TV or computer. And watch at least a little bit of it. It's unbelievable. We're going to take a break. Talk about education when we come right back.